chief doesn't care because, heck, he doesn't have to work. The big salary.
I know, I remember seeing the expenditure sheet for the Hickory Apache one time, and we were spending something like $700,000 a policeman a year. That includes the salary for all, how many of them? 20, 14?
14.
14. And it seems to me like that could be put to better use.
Yes, I agree with you 100% on this. Because I think the last time I was at a budget here, and that was back in 67 or 8, we wanted some $75,000. And I think next to the top of which is Works Project, they were next in line. Now, I feel that if a tribe is going to spend that much money, there should be some good coming out of it, which we don't see. The fact is that you just mentioned a few minutes ago that the rate of suicide and juvenile type the juveniles are getting worse, everybody else is. So this is where I say that instead of putting that money into police force like that, they should be put into the council.
I think when you run for, you decide to run for president of the tribe, do you feel that since there's so many policemen, do you think that they'll put up a campaign against you? I mean, it means their salary, you know. I mean, that's how they make their living.
I like challenge.
I see. Okay.
The fact is, it'll be more fun now. And as far as the policemen are concerned, I'll give you an idea on what I'd like to see done as far as policemen is concerned. They will be put on if I can help, if I can fix it so that they will also run every 2 years or 4 years, just like the president does, and people would vote for those people.
Instead of
just somebody else. So in order to for say Raleigh, he wants to run again as chief. But then he's got to show the people that he is going to help them. Otherwise, he's got no chance. Let's get someone else in there looking for chance. This is what I believe.
I see. Yeah. What about something else? It seems to me like all the... I realized that the population of the Hickory Apache tribe is concentrated here in Dulce. But at the same time, there's other people out, other places that want to do things. And it seems to me like the people here always have priority. I mean, everything's for them. And then there's so much land out there not in use. At least when I come through, I don't see any sheep or cattle or anything out there. I mean, what do they plan to do with to just let it sit there and no one use it? And then how do they... go about distributing land and who gets, you know, priority? And maybe there's some young boys that don't want to work for JAD Industries, you know, that maybe want to start ranching. Do you plan to start anything for them, or is it just for JAD Industry and people that are here in town?
This,
I mean, are you encouraging anything like this?
This is difficult question. I've been in it. I've heard of it. We've talked about it. And this is coming to a point where something's going to explode for long. The land committee, they have a hard problem in assigning land to the people. Now, in most towns, as you know, the small businesses are closing out because the bigger boys are taking over, buying them out. This is going to happen to the reservation like it does in the big towns.
Well, who's supposed to buy them out?
the bigger companies will, not here on the reservation, but in big towns where bigger businesses, the bigger hardware stores will buy the little guys out. But the little, because the little guys cannot compete with the big ones, they are forced to sell out.
So do you think that there's some big ranchers on the reservation?
I wouldn't say that it's big ranchers. I would say that it's the tribe itself will be taking over most of the land to make it fair.
Oh, I see. In other words, it's a sort of a socialistic type of approach to...
Right. That's the only, this is probably your only answer towards that.
What about the people who don't want the sort of thing? I mean...
Well, if you are to put it to a vote, the people that don't want to are sort of outweighed, because the other side has more weight right now. This is something that we sort of been sidetracking, I would say. We've been sort of running away from the truth, but the truth is there, and the sooner we face it, the better it's going to become of it.
I see, so...
See, right now, the tribe is running a steer herd.
Yeah, I was just
going to
get to that.
So, actually, if the people would benefit from the steer herd, in dollar-wise, I think that more of the people would encourage the steer herd by making it even larger.
I see. I understand from... I'm not going to say where I got my references, but then the steer operations operating at a very high loss. I mean, and then the management doesn't seem to care. I mean, we live down there and we sort of know where we see the steers and the kind of help they try to get and can't get, and the management, no one seems to care. I mean, the steers are all over the reservation, and the management doesn't seem to care about it because he's a white man and he's getting his money, and then while he's getting his money, we're losing ours.
I would have to check the books before I would even comment on that, because I understand that.
Do you think
they've always made a profit? And the fact is that if they had not made a profit, that the council or the budget committee would have cut them down. Now, as far as the steers roaming all over the reservation is concerned, rightly, they have a right to roam all over the reservation, not on your land, but other places. This is something that is very, very touchy now. But like I told you, someone's going to have to face the problem one of these days.
Mm-hmm.
See, because just supposing that you had 1,000 head of cattle and I didn't. Now, during the capital times, you got $500 and I got $700. Is that fair for me to get $700 and you $500?
Well, not if we had the equal chance to have access to that cattle. That means that if I work harder than you, and both you and I had the same chance to get land, and then both of us had the same chance to get a loan to buy the cattle, and I work harder than you, then of course I deserve more because I work harder and I stayed there and, let's say, took care of my cattle, and you didn't, and you decided you'd rather, you know, then I think that it is fair on those grounds.
Right. Do you think that the rest, the other 88% would all go along with what you say? If you was to put it to a vote?
I don't know. It seems like when they, a lot of times the 80% is just, they're just sort of herded around. I mean,
right.
They don't really have a say in the first place. The only time they have a say is when they're put up against a vote, I mean, which is really not much. I mean, you can vote, you know, on anything, any time of the day, but the real issues involved I don't think they have a say-so, because so many times they seem to be so disenfranchised. You know, like, so in other words, we would sum it up by saying that you are for a tribal steer operation, and then everyone, in other words, eventually cleared a reservation of small ranchers and make it a tribal operation,
well,
then everyone moves to town, or what?
Look at it. Now I have a small place over here, Duke Lake. The reason I can't run cattle now is because my expenses are more than what I would get out of it. My herd would be less and I can get that much out of it. So then if I do, just to keep my land there, run stock like that, all I would be doing is to be running an expensive hobby. And any time I start running expense out like that, I'd quit, I'd stop right there.
So, well, what about some of the people who seem to be quite, I don't know, they seem to be making at it, like Hilbert and Lincoln and my brother. I mean, they seem to be making it. I mean, what about those people?
I couldn't say for Hilbert nor Lincoln, but
like I said, it seemed to be,
yeah.
I don't know.
For my brother, I would say that he'd be better off just to sell out right now and be working for wages, because he'd be getting at least $20 a day, where on the other hand he'd be spending $80 and making only $60. So all he's doing out there, he's slaving out there trying to keep his little range.
Well, maybe that's what makes him happy though. I mean, isn't it important that the people be happy regardless of how much money we make?
That's what also causes also.
Yeah, but I don't know, a lot of people think they don't, and like, now it seems like the movement is towards Dulce, but I really can't see where a lot of people are happy, except the people who are in office, and the people who get to use the arena, and, you know, have these horse trailers, and these Chryslers, and, I mean, those are the only people that always seem to be the happy ones. It seems to me like if you go into just any regular home, just right around here, there doesn't seem to be that much happiness.
Well, this is why Jack is established our imagination service. Right now we're hiring people that are making less than $3,000 a year. After we get them set up, then we're going to have to take a different route and hire the less.
So what happens if you run out of money? I mean, they may have gained a few material goods, but do you think they've really gained anything?
Well, at least they are starting on the way towards dependability. By the mothers working like they are now, I think the children will eventually want to work. But before that time was, nobody cared for them. The grandpa cared on the grandchild.
Do you think that while they were, maybe some people, while they were still out there on their ranches and their little plots, do you think that there was something that they needed help with and no one listened?
Yes, that's right. I agree.
But then don't you think that a lot of them were happier out there than like when they came here? I mean, they just moved that one problem to a different place and it's still the same problem. So when something like Jet Industries go out, I mean, that's just, then they have to move their problem somewhere else. So where do you think they're going to move it?
Well, Jet will be staying here for a long, well, I don't know how long a time, but it's going to be like a few years. When I was given this position as personnel manager, I told the council, some of the council members, if it was necessary to hire outside people, it will be done so that Jack will continue.
Is this guaranteeing the contract? Or?
Yeah, this is the contracts are guaranteed. The job will be here. It's up to the people to make it go. Now, the people here don't want to go and make it go, but then we have to put it outside. And they're complaining about it right now when I have some other people other than Apaches. In order to keep your force going strong, you have to mix them. you're Greek than the other nationalities.
Do the Hikarias have priority over outside people, or does qualification make more?
Both. They have priority.